Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Saturday evening, the sheriff's office received a 911 call routed through Trinity County. The 31-year-old woman reported that she and her 16-year-old daughter were lost before the call was lost. The dispatcher tried several times to reestablish contact but failed, although they were able to obtain GPS coordinates for the area. Deputies responded to the area, found the women on Coffee Pot Road near Blocksburg. The women told the deputy they had been hunting with friends and had gotten separated and had lost nearly all battery power in their cell phones, calling friends and calling for help. The two women were in good condition and required no medical assistance, and they were taken back to their vehicle by a deputy. An update on a shooting in Mendocino County over the weekend. Here's reporter Dan Squire with the details.
Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating the death of one man and the shooting of another following a suspected home invasion robbery over the weekend. Deputies responded to a call of a home invasion in Redwood Valley and found 23-year-old Celso Madueno dead from several gunshot wounds to the chest, and 19-year-old Abel Madueno suffering from several gunshot wounds as well, although not fatal. Deputies learned that two men had forced their way into the residence and shot the two victims. One suspect was seen wearing a red hoodie and wearing a black bandana across his face. Both suspects fled the scene in a black Cadillac Escalade SUV headed north. Abel Madueno is recovering from his wounds and has been transported to an out-of-area hospital, and anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office.
Thanks, Dan. Sheriff's deputies pulled over a vehicle driven by 37-year-old Linville Williamson at the Three Corners Market Friday on Merle Avenue. A search of the pickup truck turned up 10 pounds of processed marijuana along with $5,000 in cash. A search of Williams's Eureka resident turned up more weed, 72 pounds of processed marijuana, a street value of over $140,000. A follow-up investigation over the weekend led to a residence on Sabretooth Road on Titlow Hill. Officers found several hundred pounds of dried marijuana and 93 growing plants, a value at over $46,000. Deputies interviewed a man and a woman at the scene. Both were released due to logistical reasons and are expected to be charged at a later date. Deputies searched a residence on Broken Wagon Lane in West Haven, found additional marijuana and more than $21,000 in cash. The case remains under investigation. Charging recommendations have been forwarded to the district attorney's office. Thousands of children in California travel daily by school bus. With their safety in mind, the California Highway Patrol joins with schools throughout the country in recognition of National School Bus Safety Week, and it happens to be this week. CHP says in 2010, that's the most recent year in which finalized figures are available, 8 people were killed in school bus-involved collisions. However, none of them were school pupils. Studies prove that the most dangerous part of the school bus ride for children is when they get off and on the bus. To help keep students safe, motorists are encouraged to pay close attention to school buses on local roads and be aware of their flashing lights. In California, flashing yellow lights on the school bus are a warning to slow down and prepare to stop, while flashing red lights require all motorists to stop. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
This election season finds the Eureka City Council with only one contested race, Ward 2, incumbent Linda Atkins versus Joe Bonino. Atkins runs on a platform that includes safer neighborhoods as she leads, quote, "The way to make neighborhood improvements like traffic calming, street trees, and affordable housing a reality." Atkins adds that she supports a proactive policy based on problem-oriented policing and will work toward a joint citizen police committee to develop common goals. The Atkins platform also has a section called Sustainability, where she says we can develop jobs and maintain the environment by using the bay for industries like short sea shipping and mariculture. Joe Bonino is a challenger for the Eureka City Council Ward 2 seat. He echoes Atkins' opinion that public safety is a top priority. Bonino calls for fully staffed and funded police and fire services. Next on the Bonino list of importance is the retention, expansion, and recruitment of business and job opportunities. Bonino says, quote, "Encouraging entrepreneurship and reducing barriers to job creation is the best way to boost competitiveness and provide the financial resources necessary for our city." an accountant by trade, Bonino says his 25 years as treasurer or bookkeeper for many organizations will help ensure that tax money is well spent. At this time, more information is available on each of the candidates' websites. With the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.